Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a series of kashas on the sugya of hekdesh, mafkia midei shibud, hefkesh, hekdesh chametz v'shichur, mafkia midei shibud. And now we are going to get to resolution, to start the resolution of these issues. Again, this is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu Agon Rabbi Yehuda Zitzal. And we'll begin with a Mishnah on Meseches Pesachim and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Nochri Shehilva Es Yisrael Al Chemtzai. A Nochri who lent before Pesach money to a Jew on the chometz of a Jew, that if the Jew doesn't repay him this loan on the proper time, the chometz is going to go into the possession of the nachri of this guy. La'achar ha-Pesach muter behanoy. After Pesach, it is permitted behana, because in the end, he doesn't pay, the chametz is acquired by the guy. Already mishas halva, that was before Pesach. It turns out that b'mei Pesach, the chametz belonged to the goy. So it's mutter b'hana after Pesach, because it turns out if the Jew doesn't repay it, that it didn't belong to the Jew after all; it belonged to the goy all along. And chametz shavala b'Pesach is a knas because you're over on Bal Yeroi. And by the chometz of a goy, there's no bal yeroi. So therefore, nachri shehilves Yisrael al chemtzo lachar Pesach mutar b'hanoy, the Yisrael shehilves hanachri al chemtzo lachar Pesach asur ze b'hanoy. If a Jew lends before Pesach to the goy money on his chometz, that if the goy doesn't repay him in the proper time, the chometz is going to go to the Yisrael after Pesach, it's asur b'hanoy, because in the end he didn't pay him. The chometz is acquired by the Jew already mishas halva. And the chametz of a Jew, she'avar lav ha-Pesach, is osur mishum knas. Ad kan midivrei kacha shel ha-Mishnah. And now the Gemara says as follows, Itmar, Baal Chov, if you have a Baal Chov, a Malve, who lent his friend, and the lova was mishabed his nechasim, and if he doesn't repay the nechasim ad yom ploni, then the malva is going to collect. If he gives man velo paroi, Abai Omar, lemafreya hu goive. What does it mean, lemafreya hu goive? He can collect retroactively. The gloy milsa, shema she goive ha malva achshav, so the Baal Chov, the Malve, is collecting retroactively, because it turns out that this was his possession all along. Rova amar mikanu lahabu goyve. Rova says no. Famous machlekes. Rova says he's only collecting from here on in. The malva is only the bailam on what he collected, mishas ha-gviya. So now the Gemara explains. Hecha de aktish loive. In an instance where the loive was maktish's karka, or zoven loive, or he sold it before the zman ha-piron came around, kuli amlo pligidas ha-malva v'torif. Everybody agrees that the malva can collect this karka from the lakuchos, the tzarech piron achayv. And even according to Rava, who said that until now the karka belonged to the loive, nevertheless he's moide that the mechira of the loive is not a mechira. Even though it's not bershusa, it's memushkan to the malve. It's mortgage to the malve. And a person can't be makdish or moichir davesheno bershusa. And even after it was mukdash by the loive, it's still meshubet to the piron achoiv. And even though we paskin hekdesh chametz v'shichur mafkin midei shibur, that's only b'kedushas aguf, the kodshei mizbeach, not the kodshei bedek habayis, that only have kedushas damin. Just it's usur for the malve to be toireif from Hekdesh for no reason. If the Malva doesn't have to be Torah from Hekdesh, if he doesn't have to collect it from Hekdesh, so then he shouldn't, if he can collect it otherwise. But if he can, but if he can't, then he can collect it from Hekdesh. So the Malva can come and be poured this from Hekdesh. So I'm skipping a little bit. Kipligi. The Zavin Malva, Kodesh Malva. The argument is where the Malve sold it or was makdish it. So Abayis is l'mafreyahu goyve, and since the time comes and he wasn't poireya, so it's a gloy milsa l'mafreya that it was his all along, and he was correct in being makdish and selling it. He was, that was valid. And Rav says mikanu l'haba, no. Since if the loyve would have zuzim, he would be able to get rid of the Malve with zuzim. So it turns out that the Malve is only konin now. So machlokes is where the Malve is makdish, where the Malve is meicher. So ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara, and then eventually the Gemara gets to the Mishnah to be explain exactly what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. But that's what we need for our purposes from the Gemara. So Rashi, there in Dibur HaMasel, Kuli Amal Pligi writes, Afilu l'Rava, Yoma da Achshav Hayu v'Rshus HaLoive, even according to Rava, who says that until now, it was b'Rshus HaLoive, he agrees that his mechira to others is not a mechira. The loive can't sell it. It's memushkan to the malve. It is leaned to the malve. And even though they're his, they're his. They're the loives, but they're not brishusoi. V'rachmana omar ki yakdish es beisoi kodesh. Ma beiso brishusoi, av kol brishusoi. It says when a person's makdish his house, just like his house is in his rishus, so to anything is rishus, it has to be in your rishus. So we spoke out this Rashi before, now we're seeing it inside. So that's why he can't be makdishit, because it's not birshusoi of the loive. It belongs to him, but it's not birshusoi because it's memushkan to the malve. V'ayein b'ktseis, the simen kuf yud zayin, si'if katan beiz, that the mechira and the hekdesh are not chal at all, since it's not birshusoi. And according to this, he asked that if that's true, even if afterwards the loive is misalek, removes the bal choiv bezuzeh, he pays up money, nevertheless we should say that the mechira isn't chal, because b'shas mechira, it wasn't birshusoy. So the Ketzos is saying on Rashi that if Rashi is correct, if we understand Rashi kipshuto, that the mechira isn't chal, since it's not birshusoy. So if afterwards the loiva pays up, the sale still shouldn't be a good sale. And the hekdesh still shouldn't be a good hekdesh, because b'shas ha-mechira wasn't birshusa. That's what the Ketzos claims. And answers the Ketzos no. That it, the habi ke'oimer l'chaveiro yisodezu, it's like somebody says to his friends, this field, shemishkanti, that I was mamashken, that I mortgaged, likisha evdena tehei hekdesh. When I redeem it, it should be hekdesh. So if he redeems it, the hekdesh is chal. And it's not a davar shaloi baloilam, because it's biyado liftoisei. So to here, when he's misalik, the malve bezuze, when he pays him up, what he owes him, the malve, the mechira will be chal. And it's not a davar shaloi bala oilam, because it's biyado lisalkoi bezuze. He could pay. So don't think, says the Ketzos, that according to Rashi, if in the end he pays, the sale is still not going to be a good sale, because when he sold it, it wasn't Birshu, so no. It's like he was saying, this sada that I was mimashkin, when I'm poided, it should be hekdesh. So too, this sada that was lean, that there was a lean on it, there was a shibud on it, to the malveh, when I pay him up, it should be hekdesh. And it should be sold, and therefore it is when he pays up. And it's not a davar shelo bala olam, because it's the other. However, the Ketzos asks further that if this is true, how is Kedushas Haguf mafkia midei shibud? Since it's not birshusoi shel haloive, lo yochel hekdesh kla. Wait a second. Didn't we say that Kedushas Haguf is mafkia? Kedushas Damim isn't mafkia midei shibud. But Kedushas Haguf is mafkia midei shibud. How is Kedushas Haguf mafkia midei shibud? Since it's not birshusoi shel haloive, the hekdesh shouldn't be chal, and it shouldn't remove the shibud, it shouldn't remove the lien. So the Ketzos answers that Rashi holds that only Kedushas Damim is not Chal on a Davar Sheino Birshusa. Because we learned that it has to be Birshusa for Mishki Yakdish as Beisoy Kodesh. My Beisoy Birshusa I've called Birshusa and Beisoy is Kedushas Damim. But Kedushas Haguf is Chal even on Davar Sheino Birshusa. So again, the Ketzos asks on Rashi that if afterwards the Lovas Misalik, the Balchov Bezuzeh, we should say it's according to Rashi, it's no good. The Mechir was not good, the Hekdesh is no good, because B'shas HaHekdesh, B'shas HaMechir wasn't Birshusa. And we know that the Hekdesh if he ends up paying, then the mechira will be chal. The hekdesh will be chal. So the Ketzos answers that it's like saying this sada that I was memashken to someone, when I'm poded, it'll be hektish. But if he's poded, the hektish is chal, and it's not a darish labalolim, because the other lived also. So to hear, when he's misalik, when he pays him up in the end, the mechir is going to be chalak, because it's like saying, this field that's meshubah to you, that when I pay you up, then the sale is going to be a good sale. So taka, when he pays him up, the sale is a good sale, and it's not, it's biyada. But then he asks another kasha, how is kedush taguf mafkir midei shibud? Since it's not b'shusa shel aloive, the hekdesh shouldn't be chal at all. And the answer is, we said that kedush taguf is mafkir midei shibud. It has a mafkir midei shibud. Since it's not b'shusa, the hekdesh shouldn't be chal. And on this Iktsos answers that Rashi holds that only Kedushas Damim is not Chal on Davar Sheino B'Shusa, because that's the Makor on the Pasuk. It's talking about Kedushas Damim. So that's not Chal on Davar Sheino B'Shusa. But Kedushas Guf, that's Chal even on Davar Sheino B'Shusa. So Inu Chinami, this field, that's Mamushkan, to the Malve, the Loive, can be Makdish, this field. Even though there's a lien on it to the... there's a Shibur on it of the Malve. But nevertheless, he can be paid to this field. But nevertheless, he can be makdish this field. Again, if we're talking about Kedushas Damim, that's not Chal Davar Sheino B'Shusa, because that's the source in the pasuk. But if we're talking about Kedushas Haguf, Kedush Saguf is Chal, even though Darvashen Abish Yusai. Kedush Saguf is Chal, Darvashen, that's how the Gemara says that Kedush, that the Hekdesh is Mafkir Midei Shibud. It's not Bish Yusai. There's a Shibud on it to the Malve. And the answer is, we don't care, because Hekdesh is Mafkir Midei Shibud. And not that we learn in the Pasuk that it has to be Bish Yusai, it's not considered Bish Yusai according to Rashi. Doesn't bother us that it's not Bereshusa, because that's only Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim has to be Bereshusa. But Kedushas Haguf doesn't have to be Bereshusa. It can be Makshid, it's not Bereshusa. Ad Kan, Midivrei Haktsois. L'choira Divrei Haktsois Tmuim. Because it's true that Rashi in Psochim says that the Mechira isn't Chal, because it's not Bir Shusai. As Rashi says, Afilu Rav Adam Adar Shavaya Bir Shusai Loive, Modu Den Mechira Asola Chere Mechira, Venek Desha Hekte Shavaya Mimushkan Amen Lamalve, Vav Agav Shem Shalona Bir Shusai, Vach Mora Mesh, Kek Tis Beis Okadosh Ma Beis Okadosh Bir Shusai, Afkod Bir Shusai. So it's not Bir Shusai, and therefore, the Hekdesh isn't a Hekdesh, and the Mechira is not a Mechira. Unless afterwards he pays. But in the meantime, the Hekdesh and the Hekdesh and Mechira isn't a Mechira. Why? Because it's not Bir Shusai. And that's why the Mechira isn't Chal. But Rashi in Erechin 23b, Vivra Maschel Ela Poide Poide, writes, Devadai Loi Chai Li Alayu Hekdesh. Shaharei Eino Ishaloi. He writes, Rashi and Erechin writes, that the Hekdesh isn't Chal because it's not his. So according to the Ktzos, who understood in Rashi and Pesach and Kipshuto, that the Mechira isn't Chal, and the Hekdesh isn't Chal, since it's not Birshusoi. So if so, then Rashi and Erechin also has to be understood Kipshuto, that the Hekdesh isn't Chal, because it's not Shalo, that's what Rashi says. Devade lo chai li alayu Hekdesh, aray einu Shalo. The Hekdesh isn't Chal, because it's not his. That's true. Then we have Akasha. How is Kedushas HaGuf Mafkia Midei Shibud? Hare'enu Shaloi, V'lo Yochol Lehekdesh Klal. If it's considered not Shaloi, if you understand it's not Shaloi Kepshuto, when it's Meshubit to the Malveh, then how's the Hekdesh going to be Chal? How's Hekdesh HaGuf Mafkia Midei Shibud? And you can't answer like the Tzois wanted to answer. That Kedushas HaGuf Mahani Gam Al Ma She'eino Birshusoi. That Kedushas HaGuf is effective even if it's not Birshusoi. Because Rashi in Ilchin Ra writes, Hare Avei Eino Shaloi. If it's Eino Shaloi, Kedushas HaGuf doesn't work. If it's Eino Birshusoi, you want to say Kedushas HaGuf works. Gevaldik. Because that's the makor on the pasuk, because Kedushas Dam doesn't work if it's Eino Birshusoi. But Kedushas HaGuf could work even if it's Eino Birshusoi. Very nice. But here we're talking about Kedushas. But here we're saying it's Rashi says it's Eino Shalom. And you can't be makdish something, you can't give something Kedushas HaGuf if it's Eino Shalom. That's a big problem. If it's Eino Shalom, you can't be makdish Kedushas HaGuf. So how is Kedushas HaGuf mafkia midei shibud if it's Eino Shalom? Rashi here writes that it's Eino Shalom when it's meshuvah to the other person. It's also hard to understand. Lefi avonas haktzois b'Rashi, she'eino birshusoi havi kipshutoi. According to the Ktzos who understands in Rashi, that eino birshusoi is kipshuto. So if so, according to Rashi and Erchin, that's considered eino shelo. When a person takes a halvof from his friend. Then all his nechasim aren't his, right? Because Rashi says in Erechin that it's Eino Shalo. It's not his. It doesn't belong to the Leiva. So who do they belong to? Are all of his nechasim Hefker? Who do they belong to? If you understand Kipshuto, Eino Rishus, they also understand Kipshuto Eino Shalo. So Eino Shalo means, so who does it belong to now? Belongs to nobody? Are they Hefker? They don't yet belong to the Malve. He's a Shibud on it, but they don't belong to him yet, and they don't belong to the Lova, because Eino Shelo, so who do they belong to? V'gam tamua lefi terutz haktzois, she'hamechira shel halove chala rak acharei she'misalko l'malve b'zuze. It's tamua, according to the teretz of the Ktzois, that the mechira of the Loive is chal after he pays off the malve. Ebazoi, how does the buyer eat the peiros until he pays him off? It's not his yet. Yoisel tamur. In the end, where it was even more shver, then in the end, shebesof lo silek et hamalve bezuze. How's the lokech eating the peiros at shas kviyas hamalve? Mechir was never chal. Ochol ha-mechir ha-klal. It belonged to the. Belonged to the Lova the whole time. If in the end the Lova didn't pay the Malve, then there's no mechir here. And in the end, the whole time it belongs to the chor, it belongs to the malve the whole time. Because this filled with Meshubah to the chor. So how's he eating peiros? So on the tzad that the mechir was chol after his misalik bezuzei, how's lokech peiros and eating peiros in the meantime? It's not his yet. It's only going to be his when the lokeh pays off the malveh. And if he doesn't pay off the malveh, then how's he eating it belong to the malveh the whole time? So this ktsois is kula miksha achas. Very, very difficult to accept the ktsos for the reasons that we mentioned. And therefore it would appear bebiul divrei Rashi shebechlal tzarich levaer. We want to say another pshat in Rashi. So we have to understand, why did Rashi have to say that the reason the Baal Choyv can be goive from the Lekuchos and from Hekdesh is because the Mechira wasn't Chal and the Hekdesh wasn't Chal because it's not Breshuso? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that even according to Rava, who said until now is Breshus HaLoive, he agrees that Ein Mechirasu La'achere Mechira Ve'en Ekdesh O'Hekdesh Shroi M'mushkanim Heim La'malve. It's M'mushkan La'malve. And even though it's Shalo, it's not Breshusoi. It's not Breshus HaLoive. So, not that I said before that it belonged all along to the Malveh, that would be according to Abaye. According to Rava, Mikano Lahaba. According to Rava, it belongs, it's a Mikano Lahaba, it belongs to the Malveh. But until now, it belonged to the Lova. But if he doesn't pay it off, then in the end, it turns out that it belonged to the Lova the whole time. The Mechira wasn't a Mechira. See, he wasn't allowed to sell this land because it was Meshiva to the Malve and he ended up paying. He didn't end up paying. So our crash question was, so how's he eating Paris? If the sale wasn't a sale. The sale wasn't Chal because the Malve didn't end up paying. According to Rav, it belonged to Lov all along. So again, we have a question on Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say that the reason the Baal Choyv could be goyver from the Lekuchos and from Hekdesh is because the Mechir wasn't Chal, because it's Eino B'Shusa. It's Eino B'Shusa. When it's Meshubba to the Malv, it's Eino B'Shusa Loiv, and therefore the Mechir and Hekdesh isn't Chal. Why don't we just say Kipshutai? That the Baal Choyv is goyver mikoyach ha-shibut sheyesh lo al ha-karka she-aloiv ha-mochar u-hekdesh. Why don't we say Kipshutai? That the Baal Chov collects mikoach the shibud that he has on the karka, that the love that the borrower sold or was makdish. That's why the Baal Chov can be gover from the kuchos and the hekdesh. Not because the mechira wasn't chal or the hekdesh wasn't chal. But rather because there's a shibud. Even if you say that the mechira was chal and the hekdesh was chal, but there's a shibud. That's why the Baal Chov can be goyve. What does Rashi say? Rashi says and the Gemara that says Kol Heicha Daktish Loive, Daktish Loive Zavin Loive Kuli Amalei Pligidasi Malve V'Tarif. Wherever the Loive was Makdish or the Loive is sold, everybody agrees that the Malve can be Tarif. Why can the Malve be Tarif? Why can the Malve be Tarif? You know why Rashi says it? Because the Mechir wasn't Chal, the Hekdesh wasn't Chal. You don't have to say that. The Malve can be Tarif. The Malve can collect. Why? Because there's a shibud on it. Even if it was chal. Even the mechir was chal, like it was chal, like there's a shibud on it. We see from this that the Rashi holds that if the mechir of the loiva was a mechir gemura,
So it wouldn't be shaykh for the malva to collect from the kuchas mekoy chashivut. Because it's not shaykh to be goyve your chiyuv. The chiyuv of the loyve from the moment of the loykeach. And therefore Rashi had to explain that the reason why the malva can be goyve from the loykeach is because the mechira of the loyve wasn't a mechira gemura. Behind the shenu yochel asus mechira legabe zeshla yuchel amalva legvas me alokeach. He can't sell something with respect to the fact that the malva can't collect. Because regarding zegufa, that the moicher can collect from the lekeach, it's eino birshus. According to Rashi and Erechim legabei zeh havei eino shaloi, it's not considered birshus haloive, and it's not considered in his possession, it's not considered that it belongs to him. With regard to the fact that the moicher can't collect from the loikeach. Again, the reason the malve can collect from the buyer is because there was no sale. Because the loive can't make a sale with respect to the fact that the malva can collect from the buyer. Because with respect to this issue of collecting from the buyer, it's considered eino birshus haloive. It's not birshus haloive to make such a sale. Or it doesn't belong, it's not shaloi shel haloive to make such a sale. Because if he could make such a sale, then the malva wouldn't be able to take it. Since the loive himself doesn't have the koyach bailus to prevent the malve from collecting from him, therefore, he also doesn't have the koyach bailus to make a mechira, because of which the loive would not be able to collect from the lekeach. The gabezetz ainu b'shusa. Ainu b'shusa is a chisaron, is koyach bailus. Like we see in Tosfos Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis Dibur Maaseh Gezel. Without getting into that, Tosfos. But the point is, that just like the Loive himself doesn't have the Koyach HaBailus to prevent the Malva from collecting, he also doesn't have the Koyach HaBailus to make a sale that would result in the fact that the malva couldn't collect from the lekeach. And vis-a-vis this issue of making such a sale, it's eino b'shusa or eino shalom. Because he has a chisar and his koach ha-bailus, he doesn't have so much bailus. So according to this, it emerges that Rashi is not talking about the Etzem HaKinyan. Because with respect to the very Kinyan itself, definitely it's B'shusa Shel HaLekeach. The Mechira LaLekeach is a Mechira. And the Lekeach can eat the Peres, Kedin Kol Lekeach. You know what we're saying, sweet friends? The Etzem Mechira was a Mechira. Rashi's not talking about the Etzem Mechira. The Etzem Mechira was a Mechira. However, it wasn't a Mechira with respect to the fact that the Malve can't collect. With regard to the Malve, it's not a Mechira. That the Loive can't sell. The Mechira was a Mechira. And therefore the Lekeach can eat Peres. We'd asked before, how's the Lekeach eating Paris in the meantime? Even if he's Mesalik Mezuzi, until he's Mesalik Mezuzi, so it's Eino Shelo. And if the end he wasn't Mesalik Mezuzi, then the sale's not a sale. And it belonged to the Loiva the whole time, according to Rava. The answer is you can eat the fruits because the sale was a good sale. Rashi's not saying the sale is anything you can't sell. Of course you can sell. You can sell, but you just can't sell vis-a-vis the malve. As far as the malve is concerned, it isn't a sale. As far as everyone else is concerned, it's a sale. And the loker can eat. But it's not a sale as far as the malve is concerned because that means that you can't prevent the malve from collecting. And that's why he can collect from the buyer. And Rashi says it's not a sale. It's not a sale vis-a-vis the malve that would prevent him from collecting. But he can collect. Because it wasn't a sale as far as the malve is concerned. So according to this, we can answer the kasha of the ktsos. What do the ktsos ask? It's also understood Rashi Kipshuta that the Mechir is not Chal, since it's not Breshusoi. So he says, if that's true, then even afterwards, when the Loiva pays, why don't we say that the Mechira wasn't Chal? Since B'Shas HaMechira, it wasn't Breshusoi. And the answer is, no. The Mechira was Chal Meikara. And what isn't Chal is a Mechira Gemura, that's ma'akev the malve from collecting. And therefore, if in the end, the loiva was misalik bezuzay, then it's going to be a mechira gemura. In the meantime, it was a mechira. Mechira was chal. And then in the end, when the loiva is misalik bezuzay, it's going to be a mechira gemura. And the lakech is eating peiros kedim. It's only not a sale as far as the malv is concerned that he can't collect. He can collect. The gabay zed zayin rabbi shusay. However, it's still shver. And how's kedushas haguf mafkia midei shibur? Just like the loiva can't make a mechir le gabay zed that the malva can't collect from the buyer. The gabezet zayin b'shusa, so lechayra, the loiva also can't be makdish in kedush saguf. Because once kedush saguf is chal, it doesn't go away, and the malva can't collect it. So how's kedush saguf mafkia midei shibud? Since the loiva can't make a mechira, the gabezet that the malva wouldn't be able to collect from lokeach, the gabezet it's ainu b'shusoi. So the chayra shouldn't also be able to make it kedush saguf, because if you make it kedush saguf, then the malva can't touch it anymore. So the gabezet should be ainu b'shusoi. The bishlam agabi mechira, the mechira can be chal. It's not a mechira gemula, and then afterwards the malva could collect. But the gabi kedush saguf, once it's chal, that's it. And then the malva can't collect. So we should say, oh, if the malva can't, the lover doesn't have the right to do something to this property if the malva can't collect. So we should say that it's not brishus haloiva to do such a thing. Because it's not in the power of the lover to make such a Hakdasha, such a hektesh, that will disempower the malva from collecting. So how taka is hektesh kedush saguf mafkia midei shibud? So that's the kasha we're going to deal with Mitzvah Hashem in the next shir, and then we are going to go weiter and we are going to see more niflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. This was just unbelievable, and hopefully we will see more and more niflos. Thank you so much. Another we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.